A Muslim woman from Charlotte is still making national headlines 3 days after she was escorted from a Donald Trump rally in Rock Hill. Rose Hamid stood up in a silent protest during a Friday night speech by the Republican presidential candidate in the Winthrop Coliseum. Hamid was wearing the Muslim headscarf known as hijab. She joins me now. She's on a cell phone. Hello, Ms. Hamid.
Hello.
Why did you attend the Donald Trump campaign event?
I had two reasons. One was, as an American, I do not like the way that hate speech is entering into the dialogue and causing divisiveness between all Americans. There's a group of friends that I know who had been attending the rallies and had been doing silent protests and other type of protests. And I thought, since he was so close by, that this would be my chance to stand up as an American and say, this is not America to me. This hate speech is not what we should aspire to. And then I realized that as a Muslim, I had a responsibility to try to create some type of connection with people. And so my hope was to have people see me as a non-threatening person, have people see me as somebody who they should not be afraid of.
How do you feel now, this with it a few days behind you? Would you do it again, I guess?
Yes. I honestly thought, I might get, because I'm wearing hijab, that somebody might take a picture of me. And I thought, maybe somebody will, notice and, it'll be mentioned somewhere along the line that there were some protesters at the Trump rally. So I've been really amazed at how much publicity has gotten. I really did not anticipate that. So yeah, I'm very glad I did it. And the fact that the shirt that I was wearing, it was intentional to wear the shirt because, like I said, I thought I'd get like maybe one picture and at least I'd be able to send a message with that one photograph, which said, "Salam, I come in peace."
Well, just to pick up on your points there, being opposed to hate speech and wanting to make a statement about that, I guess, of your own, and also wanting to connect with people, do you see now or did you anticipate in advance that this might be a very tough environment to achieve either one of those goals?
I knew that the silent protest would be something that would probably be effective because I'd seen how it had worked in other rallies. The being human and having human interaction with people to me was something that was successful to the people who I was sitting with and sitting around. There were people who were very gracious and very nice and welcoming. And that to me represents the America that I know.
This was quite well planned out and some you could say orchestrated, the fact that you knew what your intentions were in going there. I'm guessing even your positioning located quite directly behind Donald Trump, it appeared in the photos.
Yes. The way that people are reporting it, they're saying that I was thrown out just because I was Muslim, but that's not the case. I was standing in a silent protest, and we knew that we would probably get asked to leave. And so to me, one of my objectives was to be as respectful as possible and to not give them a reason to eject me for being disrespectful. At the beginning of the rally before Trump arrived, one of the organizers kind of set the tone. He instructed people to, if they saw any disturbances, to shout Trump, 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 and stand up and point to whoever was doing the disturbance.
Well, let me ask you, why do you think specifically that you were ultimately ejected from this event?
The reason that we were ejected from the event, they would say, is that we were causing a disturbance. There was a disturbance. Jabril Huff, who was standing behind us to the left, and I didn't realize that he was, I couldn't even hear him shouting, but apparently he had started shouting, "Islam is not the problem." And at that point, some security guards tackled him quite forcibly and dragged him out. And it was during that time, I think, that people started shouting, "Trump, Trump, Trump." But I did not realize that was going on when we stood up. I was trying to be respectful.
So I have to ask, do you think that the protest that you engaged in Friday night has caused anybody to think any differently one way or the other than they did prior to either witnessing or hearing about that episode?
I think it really has. I think that people looking at that, see the hatred that is just rampant in the people, in the faces of the people who were jeering at me and the other folks who were being let out. And I think that's something that as Americans, that's not who we want to be.
Rose Hameed of Charlotte, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for interviewing me. I really appreciate the time.